Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Rebecca, just how many instances were there that you observed of children being admitted to hospital for self-harm?
So over the 10-year study period, there were over 18,200 self-harm hospitalisations. And of those, 124 were of hospitalisations of children aged just 6 to 10 years of age.
Right. And what is the underlying cause or risk factor that might result in a child resorting to self-harm?
Well, in the information that we had, we only had access to the electronic medical records. So we didn't have the reasons why the children were self-harming. But other studies in this area have looked at that issue. And there are a number of factors involved that are associated with young children self-harming. So, for example, if they have experience of their friends or family members self-harming, if they themselves are depressed, if they're adopting some self-blaming coping styles, they may be abusing substances, or in some cases they may be being bullied at school.
Now, the report that you co-authored found that young women and girls are being hospitalised at 4 times the rates of boys. Now, is this because young women are statistically more likely to self-harm, or are the results perhaps skewed due to other extraneous factors such as boys not presenting at hospital?
It could be a bit of both. It could be that females do have a higher hospitalisation rate of self-harming. Or in this study, we only looked at people who had been hospitalised. And so, unfortunately, males do have a higher success rate. So they're actually dying from their self-harm attempt compared to females. It's quite interesting that the females, when they're being hospitalised, we saw no change, so no decrease in their hospitalisation rates over the 10-year period. But for boys, they were actually increasing. So there was a 2.5% increase in self-harm hospitalisations among boys during the 10-year period.
And do we know why there's this change?
No. I think this is now, then we need some further research to identify why things are escalating.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Rebecca Mitchell, Associate Professor at the Australian Institute of Health Innovation at Macquarie University. She's talking to us about a report she authored that has made some revelations about the number of children being admitted to hospitals because of self-harm. Now, Rebecca, your report has found that the rates of boys who have been steadily increasing over the last decade, as you just mentioned before. Now, this is obviously very distressing revelation, and it's not a trend that we hope continues. Also concerning, though, is that the last National Injury Prevention Strategy expired in 2014. Now, that's 4 years ago. Do you think enough has been done to raise awareness of the issue and to provide support services to children and families in these situations?
Especially trying to raise awareness of the issue at the moment. This study on intentional injuries, so the self-harm injuries, was actually part of a larger study of all child injury hospitalisations in Australia. And in that study, we found there were almost 700,000 children being admitted for any type of injury. And that was costing the health system $2 billion. So we've really been trying to raise the profile of child injury in Australia. It's our leading cause of hospitalisation. And we're really wanting both the federal and the state, especially the health departments, to get together and to develop a child injury prevention strategy for Australia.
And what might that look like?
Well, I guess it would be looking at putting together some targets for reduction of childhood injury in particular areas. So that would include self-harm. It would have some strategies for how they were going to do that. And obviously it would be adequately resourced for implementation.
Right. Now, for anyone who is in this situation, what support services should they be looking to get help from?
Well, there's quite a few out there. So if you don't feel comfortable talking to family or friends or even school counsellors, there are other avenues such as Lifeline, which is 13 11 14, or Beyond Blue. There's a kids helpline as well, and also another service called Reach Out. So there are multiple services out there for people to contact to have a chat about your situation and to receive some support.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Associate Professor Rebecca Mitchell from Macquarie University talking to us about some recent insights into instances of children self-harming. Now, if this has raised any issues for you, you can get help by calling Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue at 1300 224636.